What if Jesus came to your school? Would we let him in or would we turn our backs? Just like the song says, Jesus can come back as anything. A hobo who jumped off an old freight train in the rain. Even a little girl who was born 2 months early who is hooked on crack. Well, would anyone think that he would come back as a teacher, a friend, or could he come back through a letter? Most people would say no, it's just a sheet of paper. Well, to you, that just might be what a letter is. But a letter comes from a tree, and a tree has feelings, such as the burning bush. Yes, God talked through that tree and gave it feelings. Even though God doesn't talk through all trees, they have feelings too. When you're writing a letter to a friend, you're putting your feelings into that letter, onto that sheet of paper. My what-if story is about what if Jesus came to your school. Job 6:11. What strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospects that I should be patient? Psalm 94:17. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. You are probably wondering why I read these two verses. I'm going to be telling you a story about a girl who felt exactly the same way. She had no strength or hope, and if the Lord hadn't helped her, she would probably be dead. As I read the verses again, listen carefully as I go into my story. Job 6:11. What strength do I have that I should still hope? What prospects that I should be patient? Psalm 94:17. Unless the Lord had given me help, I would soon have dwelt in the silence of death. I remember a girl who hated her life and wished it would end. I remember her passing notes with a friend in her fourth period math class. She kept writing, "I hate my life. I want to die." Later that day, she stuffed the note in her locker. The thought of suicide went through her head all the time, just pulling a knife to her wrist. Grades dropped and friendships became distant memories. A few days later, the girl was at her locker after fourth period. As she watched the note fall to the ground out of her locker, nothing came to her that said, "Pick it up, someone will find it." But no, all that came to her was, "Leave it there. How many people pick up notes off the ground and read them? Just leave it there." Later that day in sixth period, a phone call came and they asked for that girl to go to the guidance office. When she walked in, she saw a note that looked real familiar. It was that note, the one with suicide written all over it. As he talked to her, she realized that a teacher found it, and the name Jason popped up a lot. He went out with the girl's friend that she was passing notes with. Jason was the one who recognized the handwriting. See, what happened was the teacher talked to all the Jasons in the seventh grade, and that one just happened to recognize the handwriting. As the guidance counselor called her parents, the girl cried. She couldn't believe that she could think such a thing. Her parents showed up later and heard the news and couldn't believe it. Later at home that night, she was comforted by her parents and sister. They took her to counseling, and she went to see her preacher. Yes, the girl even went to church every Sunday. She believed in Jesus, attended youth every week, sung in the choir, and went to Bible study. Yet she still felt like she didn't belong. Do you notice how she had no hope, no strength, and no life whatsoever? That's exactly what those two verses said. The young girl has survived that major fall. She's very happy that she is alive and that she didn't kill herself 2 years ago. As I sit in my ROTC class writing this sermonette, I let my friend read it, and he is astonished at the question that I ask him. Do you know who the girl is in the story? When he says no, I'm ready to tell him and you. The girl in this story is me. I am the girl who believed in God, attended youth, sung in the choir, and went to God's scenes, but felt that I didn't belong. I am the girl who hated her life. I was in the seventh grade at Lewis Chapel Middle when this happened. I'm now in ninth grade at 71st High School. Do you realize how many years would have been gone if I did kill myself? Do you realize how many lives I would have hurt besides mine? What if Jesus did come back to school that day? Or maybe I should reword that. Jesus did come to my school that day. One thing I didn't mention in my story is that I thought I threw that letter away. What if Jesus did a miraculous miracle and somehow pulled the letter out of the trash to make it fall on the ground? That teacher didn't have to look at that letter, but Jesus came through her and told her to read the letter. Jesus came through my friend Jason to recognize that handwriting. As the thought has now left my mind, I wonder why I could think such a thing. A few weeks ago at God's Scenes, I opened the Bible and said that I wanted to read Psalm 37. Why? I don't know. But as we've read, I found quite a few verses that meant a lot to me. But one stuck out like a sore thumb. It was Psalm 37:7. Be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Do not fret when men succeed in their ways, when they carry out their wicked schemes. At first, I didn't quite know what it meant to me, but when I was asked to do a sermonette, I was searching through the Bible and I looked at this verse again. As I read it what seemed like a million times, it finally came to me, for God is always with you. all the time. Even when bad thoughts go through your head, if you wait patiently for Him, He will help you out, no matter what the thought is. This verse came to me just in time for the youth service. Is it a sign? When I was a little girl, I used to think that God was real, but maybe some of the things that people said happened, they might have just made them up. But while I grew older, I changed my perspective of this. I really do think Jesus can come back, and that He does, not quite like the Bible says. It depends on the way you look at it. But God can come back through anyone and anything. While I was on the phone with one of my closest friends, he was helping me find a verse. As I searched my teen Bible, I came onto an insert on death. It had a verse at the bottom from Revelation. As I told my friend, he's like, no way. I'm on that same verse in my Bible. Is it another sign? I believe it is, and so does he. So I think I should leave you with this. From Revelation 21:4, death is an enemy, but when Jesus returns, God has promised to wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Thank you.